Tefillah for Life, Shir number 22, Tuesday, Parshas Kisetze. We are talking about brachas and how davening is composed of many brachas that we make. And we are discussing the importance of brachas. So let's analyze the translation of the bracha and then we will understand why brachas are so important. The first word in the bracha is baruch. We say baruch atah, which is literally translated by many Mefarshim to mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all brachas. Baruch atah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are baruch. You are the source of any bracha that exists, any bracha that I have. And whenever we are at an opportune time, like we discussed, we bring out this observation. And we say, this particular time teaches us baruch atah, that you are the source of all brachas. And really, that is an amazing statement. Because if we would appreciate and believe and walk around throughout the day with this attitude, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all bracha, we would be much more appreciative for what we have. We would be much more hopeful for the future because we would understand that our destiny is only decided by Hashem. And the Chazal built it into our day. They gave us those brachas to say, and if we would say them properly, we would walk around with a proper attitude throughout the day. Baruch atah, Hashem, you're the source of our bracha, and nobody else is. I don't have to bow to anybody else. I don't have to be impressed from anybody else. Hashem is the source of everything that I have. And therefore, I appreciate it because I know it comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Baruch Atah means. There is another translation, which is a little bit of a deeper translation, and this comes from other Yishayim, and the Nefesh HaChaim discusses it, that Baruch Atah is really a kind of tefillah, that you are davening that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should spill out with bracha, should spill over bracha onto us. And that's how they translate the words Baruch Atah. But the truth is, it is really ultimately the same pshat. It is just a deeper understanding of what happens when we say Baruch Atah. Because the simple approach is that we are saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I recognize that you are the source of all bracha that I have. And then kicks in the deeper approach, which means when I recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of what I have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds with more bracha. Because the only reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give bracha is because there is a separation between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when I recognize that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I remove that separation, and then it's Baruch Atah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives bracha, he's mashpia bracha, and he gives us hatzlacha in everything that we do. So both pshatim really work hand in hand. Yes, on a simple level, it is much easier to understand when you make a bracha, Baruch Atah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the source of all of my bracha, and all bracha that exists. But the deeper understanding, I should internalize that as I'm saying Baruch Atah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me more bracha. Because when I put emphasis on the concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds with more bracha. And that's the real reason why bracha is called a bracha. Because when we come to that realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us bracha. And then when we make a bracha properly, we receive bracha.